game language. A use area permit may be revoked, or the terms of the use area permit and the attendant operations plan, that's the new language, and the attendant operations plan may be altered by the board for wildlife conservation and management consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to, that is just an addition then to the Hornbill, is that correct?
That's correct, that would be an insert, become a new C in that section 650.
Now, let me ask a question for clarification.
Chairman, what I think this says then is that a use area permit can be revoked for wildlife conservation management considerations, or the terms of the use area permit, what you might be, you know, number of clients, et cetera. And I want to make sure that we also then amend the operations plan. The board has the authority to do that. I don't want us to have a situation where we're amending their use permit, but they've still got an operations plan, so they're saying, well, my operations plan says I can do this.
I guess my concern in this related to wanting to be sure that we don't have a system, it wouldn't happen, I suppose, with the good people we got on the CSB, but that they could do this without I'm looking for the protection of the person who already has a permit there, and all of a sudden his permit is radically changed.
How about we pick up your language, like the language you suggested earlier in your amendment, how about upon notice to the affected guide outfitter, a use area permit may be revoked?
Something in that order. I think I would feel better about it if there was some protection for the present permit holder.
Right. Mr. Chairman, my only concern is sometimes these hearings take 6 months, 12 months, a year, and if there's really valid wildlife conservation and management considerations going on, to make it be a hearing to do that, I think would be extraordinarily burdensome to the board as well as to affecting the management wildlife concerns. But I do think proper notice should be given.
Any other comments?
Lou. And then Nick.
I'd like to speed up a little bit here. I'd like to ask that the motion be broadened. So I'm suggesting a friendly amendment that what would become, again, on Fish and Game version, page 9, what is listed as paragraph C would become a paragraph D, as in Delta, and line 24, we would start the second sentence off there with, the proposed amendment must be approved by the board. And then continue on, a permittee may not conduct a guide outfitting operation outside the terms of a current approved operations plan.
So you're attacking this suggested amendment of paragraph C in the Fish and Game draft?
Yes, I'm just trying to get us to vote on all
into,
of it. Into
as a friendly amendment.
That's
onto.
Fine. Sure.
Yeah, does the maker accept that as a friendly amendment?
The reason for that, Mr. Chairman, is the way it's written right now. The board doesn't have to approve the amendment. So I might walk in and amend it and say that's it. And what we've done here is tied all the way through the operating plan from the point of the application till approval by the board. And without doing this, you don't have anything.
May I ask them if it would be more appropriate in line 25 to say outside of the terms of a of an approved operations plan rather than saying a current one, since you were talking about necessity for approval by the board?
Yes, I would agree with that. In other words, you're suggesting, Mr. Chairman, instead of current, we just say
an approved.
An approved. I think that is better. Yes.
And Mr. Chairman, I thought of maybe something that would help you on C. How about after notice and an opportunity to be heard, comma, a use area, after notice to the permittee and an opportunity to be heard, a use permit may be revoked. That way, at least they get a chance to appear and make representations as to what happened.
Lou?
One question on that one is that What if you could not get a hold of the permit then? Are you just suggesting that after public notice or after notice or what? What if the permittee is in Africa hunting for 3 years or something?
Well, Mr. Chairman, ordinarily you give notice in 30 days. They don't show up, you're on your you're
okay,
on the
if
run.
That's what you're talking about,
sure.
That's fine.
Yep.
Okay.
Reasonable notice.
Okay.
Yes, Nick.
Yeah, we're talking here in B, I believe, about revoking an area permit. And if, you've got a fellow out there and he's got an operational plan and it's for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, and now all of a sudden maybe he's into the second year of his term and something happened beyond his control and now he doesn't have a permit, is there anything we can do to give this fellow somewhat of a helping hand in the continued bid process of new areas coming up? Instead of just saying, hey, hit the road, get in line.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know how the attorney would react to this, and maybe we could go back to the revisit the criteria and add in there that some kind of language that a person whose permit was revoked, in other words, it wasn't their fault, or as a result of wildlife conservation management considerations, their permit was revoked, that they would be given whatever language we've got for the rest, consideration, or that language that I voted against that I'm living with.
In the attempt to expedite things, we're getting more and more confused. Perhaps we'll leave that one for a further amendment.
Okay.
And I understand correctly what we are doing at this point. The motion is to amend paragraphs B and C of the Fish and Game draft. Make sure you listen. That would read, B would read after, due notice.
Reasonable
notice to the permittee and an opportunity to be heard. A use area permit may be revoked or the terms of the use area permit and the attendant operations plan may be altered by the Board for Wildlife Conservation and Management Considerations. Paragraph C then would read as is, except that in line 24, after plan, we would insert another sentence that said the proposed amendment must be approved by the board. And in line 25, instead of a current, am approved. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Good job.
Mr. Chairman, aren't the letters also changes to be C and D, not B and C?
Yeah. Right, that's correct.
Okay, they would become C and D, that paragraphs. Okay. Are we clear? George, are you clear what we're doing?
Mr. Chairman, I must say that I think I'm clear on
it. George, I'm going to fax you something probably tomorrow, so you'll be a little clearer, hopefully.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, George.
I made comment at this time, but if it is the intent under, I think it was going to be a new C inserted into the task force draft,
my intent in suggesting reasonable notice to the person involved was not to exempt this from the Administrative Procedures Act, George. Now, if we have done so by taking this wording, I don't understand we have.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think, George, maybe what, the way I read this is, let's say that somebody out there killed every, let's take the worst case scenario, somebody harvested every known species in that unit. So obviously there is some wildlife conservation management considerations at play here, and so the board decides to revoke that permit. I don't think that what they can do is give notice, that person can show up, and then they can revoke it, and then the APA comes into play, because then they want to appeal that decision, they'll take us to hearing and off we'll go. George, isn't that, I think that's how that works. Well, doesn't that make sense to you?
Which authorizes the summary proceeding without the person being present.
Well, we're giving them the opportunity to be present.
Well, wouldn't that conflict with his rights under the APA?
Well,
a full hearing, a full time requirement for notice and time to respond.
Yes, Steve Pradell.
If the APA applies and gives that person the notice anyway, why bother putting in any language that may conflict? If before someone can get a permit revoked, the APA comes into play, I don't see why we should even toy with reasonable notice requirements.
Huh.
And maybe we want to put at the very end to catch all that, that none of these provisions conflict with the APA.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Randall.
You'll give me a minute. I can come up with something here. Let me just ask one question. Are we looking at this as sort of like a summary revocation? We want to have the ability to do that rather quickly, rather instead of having to wait for the entire process. If we agree that that's the case, then we can do that pretty easily.
Lou?
If I remember right, the reason we suggested in our version is was just so that all this other stuff for revocation and suspension deals with somebody screwing up. C deals with something going on out there that may or may not be the
right.
Result of the person who has a use permit, and it again is a, one of the cornerstones to show this is based on wildlife management consideration. I think we're spending a lot too much time on something that probably will never even occur one time, because but we wanted to have it in here just in case.
Mr. Chairman, if that's the case, and I agree with Lou, then what you really are saying, if something came up immediately, that you'd need to do that.
That's right.
Then
yeah.
I think, and I agree, it's not really for guide actions. It may be for some game management purposes or something that's occurred. There's the language already that we could copy under our general statute that says that a board may summarily suspend, and we could use this, or summarily suspend or revoke a permit before a final hearing is held or during an appeal, and then we could say if the permit was altered by the board for wildlife conservation and management consideration, and sort of throw it in like that. And then that just happens in advance, but it gives notice that clearly there's going to be a hearing, you're going to go through all the processes. If that's what we're getting at here, I don't mean to spend a lot of time on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to recommend that we take out, unfortunately, your mm-hmm. friendly suggestion, because this is
right.
Getting real unfriendly to my body. And I don't care about all this stuff right now. I just want to get some of this done. And if George can figure out how to do that, fine. If he can't, let's just vote on this sucker. One way or the other.
I withdraw my friendly,
thank you.
Unfriendly suggestion.
Now, just as a use area permit.
Just like it reads.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Good.
Is there further discussion? We are going to have to wrap this up.
Call for the question.
Is there any objection to adoption of the proposed amendment? Seeing none and hearing none, it is adopted. We are forced by airplanes and every other thing around, I guess, to call short this meeting. This is calling it short. It's obvious that we have a great deal more work to do here, and I've been discussing with Mark what the possibilities are for further meetings. We cannot say for sure right now, but it would appear that we may be able to schedule a meeting on the 3rd or 4th. Is that correct, Mark?
We have this room available January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's conceivable, I haven't talked to Jan, so I have no idea what her thoughts are on this, but it's conceivable that I think she's going to be in town here as opposed to Juneau. I will be in Juneau.
Lucky.
I think that if the rest of the task force members want to, we can get another meeting in at the end of that week.
Luke?
Mr. Chairman, we do have a lot of work left to do, and we've got a deadline of January 15th. And we've got holidays facing us. I strongly believe that we should try to schedule a meeting next week. I've got to get proposals finished for the whole state by December 20th. So when I say this, I'm just choking myself to death when I say this, let me tell you. But I would really propose that we pick a date next week. So we've got a chair and a vice chair. If the chairman can't be here, I suggest a vice chair hold a meeting. And then we try to get a quorum set up, because we've still got a lot of stuff to do. If we wait till after the holidays, and I think we ought to set a meeting for that time period, Mark, that January 3 through 5 also, because we got another catcher here. We got to write a report. This report is going to be critical, and I don't want to have to, on January the 14th, get on a jet and go to Juneau and write a report, because I don't like the way the report's written if it's got terminology in there that's incorrect from a walleye standpoint.
Mark, what are the problems in trying to schedule a meeting next week?
I haven't even looked into it. I'm not going to be here. Our office is closed as of Tuesday. We're packing this weekend, and I mean everything, files and all that.
You haven't determined whether or not this meeting room would be available right now.
I can check real quick if you like.
Would you please?
I might want to check with George.
Yeah, George, what about you? Are you going to be available anytime this next week for teleconferencing on this?
At this point, I'm not expected to be out of town, which indicates I would definitely get it.
Yeah. Yeah. My gosh, she even talks like one, doesn't she? Thank you, George. Dave
Henson. Yes, Mr. Chairman. I believe Ralph is going to be out of town next week. I also won't be available next week. But I'll try to check with Ralph, but I'm sure he's gone after Tuesday. And I think early in the week he might be gone, too.
How about the rest of you as possibility for next week?
I can't.
You cannot.
Not it.
Randall? I know.
I would not be here. I could try to do it by phone.
Oh, I don't know. We can hold a meeting without you here.
I know you'd really.
Mr. Chairman, I can say that we would definitely be available on the 3rd.
Right.
On the 3rd, 4th.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a little frightening to look how much of the draft bill remains. And I'm sure that when the chairperson gets back that I'm going to have knuckles just like Lou's for not having gotten this group through more than we did this time. Did you have something, Paul?
Yeah, I know that Lou's concerns here. I do know also that we're through some of the tougher portions, and a lot of the rest of this is cleanup. We're through over some of the major hurdles here. And maybe it could be a possibility that we could, which we have done in the previous times, spend an hour or two on teleconference if everybody goes away and works on things a little bit and comes back through with some amendments and not any shockers. This might go together, the rest of it go together. I think we've come over some major hurdles during this particular meeting and general thoughts of the direction of this thing now, or this porn draft, where previously that wasn't the case.
Like Wednesday, a couple of hours on the phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to.
You're suggesting a teleconference this next week.
I've got a...
Lou. Yep. It is available.
Tuesday, I think she's also
Okay, thank you. I would like to suggest that the vice chairman.
You have to remember that the people downstairs are also, the LIO folks are also preparing for us, all the legislators, to get out of here. So we're going to have staffing shortages everywhere.
Would we have problems with teleconferencing if that's what they decided to do?
Oh, yeah, teleconferencing. Possibly a problem. See, they bring in extra people to do this.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to suggest that next week or this week, whatever, I don't know what day this is, but whatever day it is, that you work with the staff of the chairman or somebody to canvass all the task force members, those that are here and those that are not here. If you can get a quorum together next week on one of those days to have that meeting, I suggest we have a meeting. If you cannot get a quorum together during that we agree, and also we still have to canvass the task force, other task force members, that will come in there January 3rd or whatever day that meeting room's open, and we will stay in there until this sucker is done.
And the report.
And the report.
Okay. All right, we'll follow through on that. I'll work with Mark.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
Randall. Is there anything that, between now and January then prohibiting another revised draft of everything we've done to date to be given to us, so we have that in advance.
Get it.
I mean, I think if we had that by like the end of the month, we have 3 or 4 days to look that over, then that would make things a lot easier for us to finish up.
I agree. If we could have a clean draft of everything, yeah, as soon as possible, of what we've developed so far, I think that would be great.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot easier this time with George in the room, basically. That's why, the reason why he's here.
No.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes. I'd also like to make recommendations that nothing's holding the staff back from starting to write a report on the draft as far as we've gone.
Who's going to do that?
I don't know who usually does that, but somebody's doing a new draft.
Mark, are you done now?
Okay. We're going to hold it at this point then, as has been suggested, that I will work with Mark and the rest of the staff to see what we can set up for next week in canvassing the members of the task force, and you will be notified if we cannot schedule something with a good quorum of the task force for next week. We will definitely schedule something for the first week of January. So, be expecting to hear from us. This meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.